everyone, and welcome to Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You may also be watching us live on PCTV, which is Pittsfield Community Television. With me today, you'll see this pretty lady on the other side here. With me today is Julie Kopelis. She is the TDI Fellow for the City of Pittsfield through Mass Development. And I caught her at the city council meeting a couple of weeks back and thought it would be a really great show to introduce her to all of you, because she's doing some incredible work working with economic development here in the city and bringing a lot of important partners together for some really incredible things that have happened and things to come. So good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Good morning, Pittsfield. And thanks for having me today, Donna.
It's so great to have you. And actually, let people know where you're coming live from. So that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm live here. I'm working on a framework, which is a co-working space right on North Street, 437 North Street. So I get to be smack in the middle of the district while I'm working today and most days.
Isn't it terrific to use that space? I mean, that was such an addition to the city of Pittsfield.
It's fantastic. It's so inspiring to be around the people who are doing really funny things and incredible, innovative strategic businesses right here on North Street. Some of it's behind the scenes, and it's nice to be a part of it.
Well, isn't it fun, though? It really is. I think sometimes when people drive by, they may see it. And unless you use the space, you may not really be familiar with what's happening. But the energy there and the collaboration there is just really pretty amazing space.
It's true. It's also exciting to, I think I can finally say this because the construction is happening currently. There's a lot of construction happening right now on North Street, but this space specifically is being divided into two to accommodate yet another small business in our downtown. And I don't think the name of that business has been announced yet, but keep your eyes open for it.
And that's why you're on the show, because there's so many great things happening I want people to know about. But let's start with the basics, first of all. Can you tell people what mass development is if they've never heard of it?
Sure. Yeah. So Mass Development's Transformative Development Initiative, or TDI, as we'll talk about it today. It's a program for gateway cities designed to accelerate economic growth within very focused districts. So here in Pittsfield, we're focused from Dottie's to Park Square and two blocks out. The program works with partnerships, as you identified, and we're really working to engage community members in very actionable planning, implementing local economic development initiatives, and trying to spur public and private investment. So those two things working together.
That's quite the mouthful.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. We can break it down a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the incredible things that we're doing here that I think will take some of those jargony terms and really bring it down to the street level. And we can talk about some of the awesome stuff that our community stakeholders are doing, like putting up murals, working in partnerships with the public schools, starting small businesses, building out technology centers and the Boys and Girls Club. These are all some of the things that are examples of the work that we're doing here and driving that economic change.
You know, it's really amazing. So if that did not interest people to stay on, I don't know what will. There is a whole lot for us to unwrap in the next hour. So thank you so much for being here. One of the things I'd like to do, though, is to introduce you as a person to the listening audience. So what's really interesting is people may not know what a fellow is and what a fellow does. So can you sort of explain what that is? Because it says TDI fellow, and that's how you introduce yourself. People are like, what exactly is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my job. I'm happy to talk about it. So I'm on a three-year fellowship, a three-year contract with Mass Development. So Mass Development is a state agency. We're a quasi-agency, so we're part public and part private. But my background as a person is in small business. I started a bakery in East Hampton, Massachusetts when I was 24. I ran that space for 6 years. It's called Small Oven Bakery. It's a wonderful place. And after running that space for about 6 years, I was recognizing that as a small business owner, as a woman business owner, there were some very real barriers to access and accessing resources, accessing the ability to grow as a small business. And so I made the personal and business decision to sell my half to my business partner and pursue other opportunities. And so Time goes by. I did a couple of private real estate projects. I ended up at the Chamber of Commerce in Chicopee, and that was a really fantastic learning experience, just in understanding what economic development does. We were able to support a lot of growth in Chicopee Center, and I learned from a lot of incredible business leaders there. I'd love to name them all. You know who you are.
Yes. Well, I have to tell you, we have a lot in common. So I ran a small business on downtown Pittsfield for, geez, I want to say at least 7 or 8 years. And being a woman business owner and being in a downtown area that was undergoing a lot of flux and change, in some good times, some really good times, and some really more difficult times. The day I opened my business, there was construction on North Street, literally on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. In front of my business, it was completely opened and destroyed on my opening day. So yeah, it was a little much. But I too lived in Chicopee actually for a while. So cool. great little city. I lived there when I was in law school. So great little town for sure. But we're
another gateway city.
Right, it's another gateway. So that was kind of mm-hmm. like my next question is people hear this term gateway city. What does it mean? Because I think there's a negative connotation to it.
Gateway cities are post-industrial mill spaces. So think of a space that used to have a lot of manufacturing activity, spaces that used to have a real boom during the manufacturing boom of, the early 1900s. And now a lot of that manufacturing has moved overseas, and we still have some of the infrastructure left over from that time. So those spaces are really these pivotal areas where we have infrastructure, we have people coming in from all different cultures and backgrounds. And really, oftentimes, they're at the crossroads of, infrastructure like roads and other critical things that help our communities succeed and thrive. So in Massachusetts, we see these areas as they're opportunities. If we invest in these spaces, we have this infrastructure, we have these amazing people, we have cultural diversity. Let's figure out how we can make these spaces in these downtowns really thrive.
I'm glad you presented it in that way, because I think a lot of times when people say gateway cities, I know the first thing when I used to mention it to my constituents, they were like, oh, that means that we're poverty. Like that's where they kind of made that connection. And I want them to hear that it's bigger than that. It's recognizing that there's room for development and growth. And I think that's really what the Gateway City term really is about. I think that's more the spin on it.
It is, but I don't mean to discredit that as well. I think when we look at our gateway cities, mm-hmm. we do see higher rates of poverty. Mm-hmm. We do see that they're environmental justice communities. Mm-hmm. And so we should be thinking when we're considering economic development, how we can be transitioning. When we're considering growth, we should be thinking about how we can do that equitably so that we can encourage growth that is done by the people here and is encouraging a more sustainable landscape for people long-term.
No, I agree with that completely. It was just a nice way that you brought the two issues together. But it really is about growth and prosperity going forward for everyone, quite frankly. So,
I agree.
Yeah. So you didn't mention the zone itself. So let's talk a little bit about, you said it was North Street, then two blocks in either direction. So that's also going to cover Tyler Street or parts of Tyler.
Yeah. So let's talk about Tyler Street a little bit, because it was the designated district in 2016. It participated in the program until 2019. So I think a lot of people in the community, the Morningside community, are familiar with the fellow who had my role during that time period. Her name is Sika Cedro.
She was great.
She was amazing. She was such an incredible organizer. I had the opportunity to speak with her when I came into this role, and I was just blown away by her just understanding of the landscape and the complexities of the relationships that of this place. She led a number of interventions, including Better Block, the Better Block project, which I think a lot of people will remember with fondness. We had a technical assistant, so an expert, come in and kind of help people re-envision what the street could look like by filling vacant storefronts. And I think it was just a pop-up But it was a really nice way to kind of say to the community, let's consider what this space could look like if we encourage small business growth. What would that take? What kind of partnerships would that take? And I want to go back to something that you said about being a small business owner and having construction outside of your small business the day that it opened. I think one of the wonderful things that TDI can accomplish is creating stronger partnerships between city, the public realm, and the private realm so that we have stronger communication and we're really prioritizing that channel between private and public so that we can support each other fully.
I remember the Better Block project, actually. It was really, really cute. I mean, she had some little parks set out. It just was really, it really allowed you to see Tyler Street in a different way. And I think that's part of the work that's being done is for us to envision some of our areas, North Street, Tyler Street, in a different way, and to see all the possibilities and potential that they have.
And so I think Sika did some of these very visible activations, but then she also, with the community, led some other initiatives that were a little more behind the scenes, but equally as impactful, including a housing study that facilitated some investment in surrounding residential neighborhoods. I think we all saw a big development go up on Tyler Street recently, and a study for for the streetscape design, which I travel down Tyler Street every day, and I'm glad to have that those beautiful widened sidewalks and those gorgeous lampposts. So, yeah, grateful for that the work that Sika did there.
It is. So now, are you continuing the work on Tyler Street? Is there some initiatives going forward to continue the movement on Tyler Street?
So the partners who are involved in the Tyler TDI district, there are some who are still very active. I know the Tyler Street Labs does still have some activity. I also think just some of the organizing capacity that was created there is still strong in the community. We on North Street are pretty specific to our district here, but there is overlap with some of the partners. So Pittsfield Community Design Center, Nick Russo, I think he told me yesterday actually that he helped construct some of the things for the Better Block
Did.
initiative. And he actually just popped up an urban room on North Street downtown. Nick Russo is a really incredible person. If you want to talk to some amazing people
Oh,
in Pittsfield.
he's on my list for sure. I watched him as he developed his presence in the city. So he's a pretty amazing guy. So yes, I would like to learn a little bit more about what he's doing on North Street for sure. I'm sure everybody would be pretty interested. So I am talking to Julie Kopolis. She is the TDI fellow for Pittsfield, coming to us through Mass Development. So it's been an interesting conversation so far. We've been talking about what economic development is, what a TDI is, and a little bit about what's been happening in the past in Tyler Street. And we're going to talk about all the good things happening now on North Street. So for folks who just came in, can you do that little definition again about the TDI?
Hello,
Because we're
everybody.
breaking
Hello,
it down.
Pittsfield.
We're
Sure,
breaking.
yeah. So, Mass Development's Transformative Development Initiative is a program for gateway cities, and it's designed to accelerate economic growth within very focused districts. So, our district here in Pittsfield is from Dottie's to Park Square, and it runs about two blocks in each direction. So, we have about 20 local stakeholders who participate in the TDI. So while I am the fellow who kind of organizes and pushes projects along, by no means am I the focal point or center point of this initiative. It's very much partnership driven, and we have over 20 people who participate in the decisions that are made in the way we drive this program.
Can you talk a little bit about the partnerships and who they are and how it comes to be a partnership? Because I think sometimes when people see state organizations coming in like Mass Development, they think it's all about them. Like, they're sort of taking this and taking control. And it really is something that's public, private here in the community with community partners.
Yes, certainly. So, let's see, how does the program start is a good question. So the city and a group of partners applied to be part of TDI, and they applied early and were awarded a competitive TDI district by Mass Development. And so essentially, when I came in on the ground, there was already a partnership who was set up for me, and that partnership was It's made up of city partners, it's made up of small business owners, it's made up of nonprofit cultural executive directors. We have pretty strong representation from many different disparate groups of people who are represented on North Street. It's an incredibly diverse community here on North Street. And I'm really excited to be a part of it.
So let's talk about North Street a little bit. Obviously, I had a business down there, so I kind of understood the dynamics of North Street. But the one thing I did understand about it is that it was fluid and it changed
Yes.
all the time. And it has a lot of potential. And I think it requires, the TDI fellow and the program that you're doing, really, quite frankly, to bring all the voices together, because there is a lot of diversity of voices and there's a lot of diversity of need.
It's true.
On North Street. So what's your experience been so far with North Street? How would you sort of summarize it if someone asked you what North Street in Pittsfield was like?
What is North Street in Pittsfield like? That is such a great question.
I've been known to ask a few
things. I'm a big fan of North Street. When I first came here, I think a lot of the first observations I had were very physical in relation to what the landscape feels like as a pedestrian. From my perspective, as a person walking down the street feels very wide and the buildings are very tall. It's almost like you get kind of swallowed in the magnitude of it all. Some of the earlier reflections from TDI partners were that they felt like the landscape felt a little bit gray here. So it's been one of our goals to bring a little bit more color, literal color, to the landscape, and also work with community partners like Ricardo Morales, who I think is doing an awesome job as the head of DPW, to re-envision what the streetscape can look like so that the pedestrian experience is more pleasurable. We have a really diverse business community. We have representation from West Africa, the Caribbean, Brazil, El Salvador, Mexico, Colombia, the Dominican Republic. And then we also have business owners who are right here from Pittsfield. And so I think North Street in many ways is quite a gem and quite an ecosystem when you consider the Berkshires. I can't think of anywhere else in the Berkshires that represents that kind of diversity and, you know, cultural. It's a real cultural asset in that regard.
It truly is. So what is the benefit of having that kind of diversity in a downtown? Because I know sometimes when people think about what downtowns used to look like, I mean, we're talking generations, you know, decades ago, they were a little bit more, less diverse, quite frankly.
Yeah.
What is the benefit of that kind of diversity for a community?
I think it brings vibrancy. I think it brings new perspective. I think in a community that's coming out of an era where it was so focused on one particular kind of industry and one particular kind of identity, to be able to be in a landscape where we're confronted with new ideas and perspectives and cultures and languages feels like a breath of fresh air. The Sylvia Lopez Chavez mural came out of, which I think many of you have seen, the Sisterhood mural came out of a lot of community conversation around healing wounds of the past through celebrating the diversity that is here. Mm-hmm. And I think she just did such an amazing job of capturing that. And also the history of the Shipton building. Mm-hmm. There's a really interesting history of that mural that's related to one of the women. There was a man who owned the building and he passed away, and his wife took over the building. And in the deed, it said something about, oh, the men who owned this building or this property. And she joined forces with another woman and actually struck that from the deed, and they changed it to the women who own this building. Mm-hmm. And so it was also a nod to that history of the Shipton building and the powerful women who were here in Pittsfield.
I just love hearing that story. It really is a great one. And I think sometimes people don't realize there's sort of this rich history in downtown Pittsfield as well. I mean, with a building.
Oh my gosh.
It's so rich, right? It's just pretty amazing. The mural's absolutely gorgeous. So I think public art is really a great way to develop and bring people downtown, I think. How do you, I mean, is public art part of the project, part of what we do?
Yes. Thanks for bringing it up. So, the Let It Shine Committee formed last year with the mission rooted in making art accessible to all and rebuilding confidence in Pittsfield and creating stronger ties between residents and their downtown. So I think many people have seen the product of the efforts of this Let It Shine Committee, who I do want to shout out the people who are responsible for starting that and making these murals downtown possible, and then talk a little bit about what they're planning to do next year. But we have two local artists, Huck Elling and Jesse Tobin McCauley, City of Pittsfield Cultural Development Director Jen Glockner, DPI Executive Director Rebecca Breen, and Milltown Foundation Program Manager Andy Werba, who are really the people who spearheaded this initiative. They applied for a competitive Creative Catalyst Grant, which is administered through Mass Development but funded by BAR, got the $65,000 grant to implement murals and do some other community projects. The lab at the Boys and Girls Club is one of them, and Nick Russo's Pittsfield Community Design Center is another. But with those funds, they were able to install these five large murals of scale downtown. And this year, I think that this committee, I think, is so adaptable. They really listened to feedback that we got from last year, which was that people love the murals and they were so excited to see color downtown, but they really wanted to see more engagement with the local community. And so, in response to that, this year the Let It Shine Committee will be operating a mentoring program in three Pittsfield public schools. So they'll be at PHS, Reed Middle School, and Morningside Elementary School. And so the goal here is really to educate young artists, build better bridges between these young people and our downtown that boosts the kind of economic vitality and excitement down here. The local youth from PHS will actually be able to help participate in installing some of these installations downtown. So we're hoping to do a lighting installation. We're hoping to do some more, traditional murals, and then maybe something that involves some light manufacturing, like 3D printing, and we can put some clever little things on fences and things like that. So I'm really excited about the direction of that this year.
I think that's an incredible program because one thing is, I don't know if young people really think about our downtown as a viable place to come. I mean, they may go to the Beacon, for the movies. They may go out to dinner with their families in the restaurants down there. But I don't think we see a lot of our youth really choosing downtown as a place to go or a place to be engaged. So I think this is a way for them to see that this is a viable part of their community and for them to finally make some sort of connection to it. Because I know, previous generations, myself, downtown was the place to go. And I'm sure you've heard these stories from folks, born and raised here, that downtown was our social environment and it was where we went as young people. And I just don't think we see it as much anymore. So I think this program's a great way to sort of start that conversation.
We started it when I came on as a TDI fellow. We were able to go into PHS and Taconic and really talk to some of the teenagers about what they wanted to see downtown and what their perception of downtown was. My favorite thing that came out of that focus group was we had this some of the students design a space that would be for them on North Street. And so anybody who's interested in starting a business, listen up, turn the volume up. The space that they created and designed was called Teen Pizza. It was a three-story building. It cost $20 to gain entry. And when you got inside, there were arcade games, beanbag chairs, murals on the wall, just things to do, hang out. And then there was chicken fingers and pizza that they could eat in there. And when I think about they're looking for spaces that are just for them to hang out. We know that Gen Zers are much less likely to want to be in spaces where they're drinking alcohol. So I think it's interesting to have young people kind of envisioning what they want to see in their downtown and putting that out there for anybody who wants to open Teen Pizza, come see me.
I think it's such a great idea, and I'm glad that they're starting to become part of the conversation because this is their community. This is the community that they live in. This is the community as adults that they're going to take leadership roles in and participate in. So it's incredibly important to talk to them. And it's always interesting to see what they think of the downtown.
Yeah, there are some really critical spaces here that serve teens, and I personally would like to see more of them. I think Hot Harry's does an incredible job of inviting the teen community in. I think the Beacon Cinema, as you said, also does. We're also looking to activate Dunham Mall, and Shirley Edgerton of Rope actually brought some young women to our community input session, and they were very. I just want to say those young women were so well poised, gave like such incredible feedback to our group, and they were really focused on making that space teen friendly. And I think we need to be considering teens a lot more in the work that we do in economic development. They are the future,
I
and they're
think,
cooler than us.
right? Aren't they cooler than us? They
Yeah,
are
they're cooler
too.
than us.
But I think historically we haven't done that in the work. It's sort of been people that are in position, people that are in authority, people who have kind of sort of settled already in their place in the community, and they're sort of helping try to drive it forward. But I think there's a whole constituency in our teams that we're missing. And I just actually had that conversation a little bit with Alyssa Costa. One of the at-large city councilors, I interviewed her recently, and we had that conversation about bringing teens and young people even into public office and becoming involved in what's happening in city government. So I think that's something that we all have a responsibility towards, is bringing the next generation into our community actively.
Yeah, and uplifting the people who are doing that hard work in our community. I have just kind of learned about the Rope program, but there are some very, very amazing leaders in this community who are working with our youth in ways that is very impactful.
You must get pretty overwhelmed with all the great people here in the city of Pittsfield.
I do. I do.
Right?
I love working here. I love working here. I think, certainly I think we can work on communication, but I really believe that there are a lot of people here who are focused on moving the needle in the right direction. And I think Pittsfield is a wonderful place.
I do too. There's nothing like home, as they say. Everyone, we're at the top of the hour. You're listening to WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio. You're also watching us simulcasting on Pittsfield Community Television. My name is Donna Todd Rivers. I'm the host of Morning Drive. I've been with you for about a half an hour. I'll be with you for about another 29 minutes. I am sitting with Julie Kopolis, Akopolis.
You
Akopolis.
got it.
I
You
got
got
it. She's a TDI fellow here in the city of Pittsfield, and she comes to us by way of mass development. We've been talking about her work as a TDI fellow, the work and some of the plans that have been happening on Tyler Street. We've been talking about North Street. And if you missed the first half of the show, please, if you have, grab a cup of coffee, or maybe after work, you're sitting around, you're having that nice glass of wine, go to Pittsfield, PittsfieldTV.com. You will catch all the Morning Drive shows, but particularly this one. It's been really a great conversation about all the things that are happening.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Support for closed captioning on PCTV is brought to you by the Feigenbaum Foundation, with additional support from the Pittsfield Commission on Disabilities.
All know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
It rocks. WTBR 89.7.
And now back to the morning drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
So we've been sort of talking about economic development, which can be a very dry subject.
I don't think so. You're talking to the wrong person.
Well, that's why you're on today, because I think usually when people say, oh, I'm going to do a show on economic development, people are like, yawn. But really, it's so exciting because it brings and fosters incredible change into a community. So what are really some of the real benefits of the work that you do on long term, like, you know, or maybe even short term first? And then what's the long term impact of what you do?
Yeah, I think for the long-term impact, I mean, the goal is to create stronger pipelines here, right? And I think in the short term, what that means is working with the community here and really listening to folks. And when they say, like, listen, I have this dream and I want to make it a reality for my community, helping them find every resource available to make that dream possible.
Go ahead. So no, I was going to ask you that, because do people reach out to you in the community? Do you find them? I mean, how does the relationship develop, and, you know, how do you make those connections?
It works many ways, but I think, like we identified, I have over 20 partners that I'm working with locally who are essentially like a board of directors that I work with. But really it feels more grassroots than that. And so there are specific benefits to this program and financial incentives that come with TDI. And so I do think that that is a good way to link people with immediate resources. And then when I'm connected with them, I can also, you know, work through their business with them, identify other resources that could be available either at the state, hyper-local, or, you know, even the federal level. And so that relationship does go a long way. I also really believe in the power of networks.
Yeah.
People who have, like, traditionally been excluded from networks, I think that has just as strong of an impact as being excluded from financial networks and resources. So when we're talking about building pipelines, that's one of the things we're looking to shake up here and loosen up.
Do you think this work is what's responsible for some of the diversity that we're now seeing in our downtown? Because a lot of folks that, you know, they're coming into our community and they want to have a business. They want to become involved. There's not a lot of not a lot of opportunities to network. I think what you're doing presents an opportunity that maybe wasn't there in the past.
I think the diversity was already here. I think organizations like the Berkshire Black Economic Council, who are just amplifying resources and joy around being a person of color in this community, people like Latinas 413, Arts Collective, Katunimo, these organizations that are, you know, uplifting the voices of their communities. I think they're the ones doing the work. We're connecting them to resources, right? And helping fund, you know, if somebody from that community has a business idea, we can help fund it. But really, I think the people in the community are doing that incredible work.
They are. And thank you for acknowledging that. For sure.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You mentioned small businesses. So can we talk about the small business boost grants for this year?
Sure. Yeah. So I think many people heard about the new businesses that we have on North Street, and many of those businesses, some of those businesses, certainly not all, were supported by our Vive North Street grant and our TDI equity grants that launched in 2023. But in 2024, we're using that funding that we have committed for small businesses to uplift the existing business community and businesses who have been here for a while. So in the next couple months, we're going to be launching the Small Business Boost Grants. So those will be available for businesses in the TDI district. And businesses will be invited to apply to be part of a cohort of about 10. And those businesses will work one-on-one with a business consultant. And then on the other side of that consulting, they'll receive a flexible financial sum of $7,500. And they'll be able to make whatever improvements they would like that they've worked with the business counselor on that they see as would activate their business in a way that would promote growth.
That's kind of interesting, actually. So I'm sure, I mean, there's a lot of businesses downtown. Do you have an idea of how many we have currently?
Yeah, it's almost 200, I think. I think it hovers around, was hovering around 183 I last checked, but I don't know if I've included the new businesses in that number.
The reason I ask you the question, because I can tell you right now, if I put a call out and had a contest, right? You know, and I said, how many businesses are on North Street? I'm telling you right, no one would even have said 200. Visually, I think people drive down the road and they might count a couple per block. I call North Street the Miracle Mile because it's literally, you know, it's a mile long. But 200 business, what is the nature of all the different kinds of businesses? Because that's a pretty amazing number.
Well, it really varies because I think a lot of people see what's happening visibly at the storefront mm-hmm. level, but then I think it goes back to what I was saying earlier about the magnitude of the street and how tall buildings are. Mm-hmm. Think about all the little businesses and those little offices upstairs. I think, you know, we have an incredible range from marketing to retail to restaurants. I think, yeah, the range is pretty endless.
No, it really is. Is there something that's missing in downtown that you would like to see? Like, you know, when you look at the breakdown of the businesses there, is there something that just like you just it's just apparent to you that we're missing?
I'm a big believer in inviting folks and cultivating business ideas that people want to bring to North Street. Mm-hmm. And so I'm less about going out and saying, oh, let's try to find this perfect business to fit right in this spot. I don't really think that's how it works. I think you have to nurture the businesses that want to be here. Mm-hmm. I think it's growing in a very natural way. And it seems to be that a lot of the new businesses that have come in are very complementary to what's needed here. So yeah, I'll leave it at that.
So what are some of the challenges that businesses have coming to downtown that you think that we should be addressing or you're addressing through the work that you're doing?
Yeah, I think foot traffic is certainly something that businesses have struggled with on North Street. When we're considering the amount of office space that's upstairs, we should also consider the way that working trends changed through COVID. Mm. So there are fewer people working in offices than there were before COVID. And so I do want to amplify some of the work that Justine Dodds and the Community Development Office have been doing for years, which is they're trying to build more density of housing downtown. And I think they've been very successful at it. So the more people that we can have living in our downtown, the more people we can have supporting these small shops. I think from the small business side, this is where one of the boost grants can come into play in saying like, listen, while we're building capacity for that foot traffic, housing development takes a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could develop an online presence. Maybe you could have a web store and then you could kind of be hitting the pedestrian market. And at the same time, you could be pulling in business from your web store.
Oh, I was going to ask you how people could use the grant. So it's really anything, as long as they can show that it would enhance their business and help draw people. Is that sort of, what is the kind of the requirement for the grant?
So we're looking for businesses to hone in when they apply. We want them to kind of be specific about how they want to spend the funds, and they'll be able to concentrate in one of four areas. So they'll elect to concentrate either in sales and marketing and their digital presence, financial organization and growth strategy of their company, website and e-commerce development, or operations and workflow.
Interesting. So it's really, you really have to know your business and take a look at where you could use this additional funds to help you grow.
And that's the goal too. I mean, I think I, having been a small business owner, I know how challenging it is to be in the day to day, making the literal bread, right? Just getting up, putting the dough in the mixer, making the bread, and doing that day after day after day, and not really taking the time to take a step back and look critically about at the big picture. And I think sometimes when you have a funding opportunity like this, it does kind of force you and challenge you to say, like, okay, if I'm going to make an investment, like, where do I want to make this investment? I think that's part of the growth strategy here.
And how many people will be able to take advantage of the small business boost grants? And what's the process for determining which ones are approved or not approved?
We're still working that out. It'll be a committee process. Rebecca Breen from DPEI has been a really critical partner in all of this work. I want to just like take a big moment to amplify like the incredible energy that she is putting into downtown. So DPEI will be our fiscal agent this year. And Rebecca just came to me with the idea that the folks who are on the committee making selections for who gets the grant should represent one of each of those areas. So one should be an expert in sales, one should be an expert in e-commerce, one should be an expert in operations. And I thought that was a really excellent idea.
No, that's a great idea because you want people to really look at the proposals and to see them for sustainability too, you know, how they're going to work going forward. You mentioned the city, you mentioned Justine Dodds. So what's the relationship between the work you do in the city of Pittsfield or the relationship between Mass Development and the city of Pittsfield?
The city has been a very strong partner to this TDI, this round of TDI, and has been at meetings and, you know, they are a very critical partner in driving this work. It goes back to that communication piece that we were talking about. I keep thinking of small business opening and having construction happen right in front of your business.
I can tell you lots of stories.
But I see a lot of positive changes happening at City Hall. And I've only been here right deeply ingrained in this community now for a year and a half. But I see people in leadership positions of the city who are very, they know their environment and they're reacting to it in a way that feels very progressive and feels like they're meeting the needs of the community while consulting the community on how that change should happen.
I think it's important for, you know, listeners to just take a moment and think about what the city of Pittsfield and downtown and even Tyler Street would look like without the help and assistance of the TDI fellows, yourself and the previous young lady in Mass Development in helping our community sort of bridge this new period in our identity. I think we'd be an incredibly different community if it wasn't for the work being done.
Thank you for saying that. I do think we bring a lot of organizing capacity, but I really just want to reiterate that there are so many incredible partners driving this work. And when I came on board, there was a work plan that was already created that the people who represent these very disparate organizations had said, these are the things that we want to focus on as a group. And so I am happy to help drive those things. And I feel like I'm often like in a cartoon where I'm like, pulling someone alongside of me. Let's go. Come on. But these are very, very much community-led, community-driven objectives here.
No, that's true. But I think it's so important. Everyone is doing the work they're doing in a silo sometimes. And I think what I learned watching the work on Tyler Street is that everyone sort of had ideas in a silo. And now these fellowships allow us to bring all the ideas into one pot and kind of look at them together. So it really gets people collaborating in a way that I think is hard to do naturally without someone sort of hurting the cats, if you will.
I said it,
you didn't. So no one's going to say you said it.
Only Nick Paleologos. Just kidding, Nick. No, I am thinking of partnerships and the power of partnerships. And I do think TDI really helps drive that forward, just in considering, you know, Barrington Stage and Berkshire Theater Group now finally coming together to agree on building artist housing together in partnership and working with TDI together. We're trying to identify what properties in the downtown could be fitting for that. I do agree that TDI can kind of fill some of these gaps, and hopefully the networks that are built remain. I do believe that.
Yeah, I think they do. I think we're seeing that with Tyler Street. I think we're going to see that with North Street. So you said it sort of quickly, but there is something going on behind the scenes, if you will, which is probably the appropriate thing to say about theater people, right? Behind the scenes with Barrington Stage and the Berkshire Theater Group. Two different organizations, but they're coming together to solve a common problem.
It's true. It's true. I think it's been a problem for a long time in our community. And I think people have tried to solve this issue of artist housing in this district for a long time. But I feel very hopeful that two of the largest arts and culture nonprofits in our district are finally joining forces to tackle this issue together. And we're starting to have some of those conversations through TDI about what it would look like to have more permanent artist housing in this district that both supported the theaters and supported our small businesses downtown. More creative people with, you know, ideas and vibrancy walking around downtown. That would be really good for North Street, in my opinion.
It would completely increase pedestrian traffic North Street, because I think that's one thing that I still think that North Street struggles with, quite frankly, is the pedestrian traffic. You know, part of it, I don't know what causes that actually. Maybe I'll give you your insight. But one thing I noticed, I think just the length of the street itself.
Certainly. That's a very long street.
It's a mile.
Yeah, it's a very long street. I walk it all the time.
If you're just joining us, well, you've missed an incredible show so far, so I hope you catch it. My name is Donna Todd Rivers. I'm your host this morning at Morning Drive. You're listening to us at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio, or you may be watching us because we are simulcasting on Pittsfield Community Television, PCTV channel 1301, Spectrum Cable. I only have about 12 minutes left with my guest. If you've missed the entire show, you're just coming on, please get on pittsfieldtv.com. You can catch this show and all the Morning Drive shows. So, you know, if you want to binge watch something, I think Pittsfield Community Television and Morning Drive is a good choice, don't you think?
I don't know, Donna. I don't know if I'm going to get behind that. I just binge watch 6 Feet Under. I would binge watch that instead.
Oh, I'm telling you. No, you can tell, right? You can tell I'm an old government geek, right? You can tell for sure. But my guest who just won't binge watch Morning Drive, which is fine, it's Julie Kopelis. She is the TDI fellow with Mass Development, and she's doing some incredible work here, bringing partners together. And it's just North Street, Tyler Street are all benefiting from your work and the work of the partnerships that are going forward. One of the things I want to really talk about is why this work is so important to folks. You know, what does it do? How does it affect Pittsfield and our citizens? I think that's the piece. You know, they hear about all these ideas, they see the murals, you know, they know that we're trying to get housing, we have new businesses downtown. But what's the impact of the listener who's listening right now? Like, why is this economic development so important for the city, for the everyday person who's just kind of going about their day right now?
Well, I think that we've seen over time that top-down economic development just doesn't work, doesn't make sense when, you know, a bunch of people at the top are making decisions for people who live in the community. And I think for the person listening, it gives you the power to envision what you want your community to look like and get involved in the process of advocacy behind that. We as community members have the power to shape our communities, and I think TDI represents an opportunity to do that in that there is organizing capacity, but there are also resources to get behind. Mm-hmm. But those resources also exist. You know, sometimes they're hard to access, but those resources do exist. And so I do believe in the power of community organizing and community work and people leading the changes that they want to see in the spaces where they live.
No, I think that's really important. I think sometimes people feel that there is no way to be part of something. So if someone's listening to this right now, and we've sort of jazzed them up a little bit and they want to get involved, What does that look like for someone?
Will you ask the question again?
Yeah.
What does it look like to get?
To get involved. Like, how would they get involved? How would they say? What would people do?
I would ask them, what makes them excited about their community? What makes them upset about their community is maybe a better question.
I'm sure that list is much longer.
Yeah. And then I think it's so easy to be critical in this world, especially with the access of social media right at our fingertips all the time. I think it's made it very easy to be critical and not take any active steps to make change. And so I would encourage people to look around and get to know those people who are making change. I can think of so many individuals who are leading groups of people on initiatives that make Pittsfield a better place. And if you want me to name them, a couple of them, I will.
Right
West Side Legends, West Side Legends, Mara Dominguez with Catanimo, Latinas 413. I mean, even like our small business owners, Pittsfield Community Design Center. I mean, some of these small businesses like Placita Latina, I mean, Vladimir and his mother are running that little shop on North Street, and it's a little Latino market. They've created a hub for folks who are here from all different countries in Central Latin America to come and feel like they're home. You can speak Spanish in there and you can have a quinceanera there. I feel like sometimes we don't understand how many individuals there are here driving like these small grassroots things that make big impact in our community. Even Huck Elling, who is one of the drivers of the Let It Shine committee. I mean, it was her idea to invite Sylvia Lopez Chavez to our community. And she also, I think, is the kind of person who wants to give voice to young folks in our community. She spends a lot of time at the skate park. She's been a huge advocate of getting into Morningside and amplifying young voices there. And when you meet people like that, and it's not about them, it's about creating hope and beauty and opportunity for the people they love in their community, I think it's very inspiring. It's easy to be critical. And then I think you see people who are driving forceful change like that. I know what team I'm on.
Well, I can see the passion in your voice. I can hear the passion in your voice. I can see the passion in your face of the work that you do. And just, it sounds like you get a lot of energy from all these other folks. And these are members of our community that are doing this work and making these opportunities happen. And I think that's the piece that I want people to get from this interview today is, you know, we appreciate, you know, the Mass Development. We totally appreciate you and all the efforts you're putting together. But it is the community driving these changes. You know, this is not the state of Massachusetts coming in and sort of dictating what's going to be happening in our downtown. They did not dictate what's, you know, changes that were made in Tyler Street. That these changes came from a collaborative of people coming together with ideas about their own community.
And I think a good example of that is like something very simple, like Downtown Blues, where the TDI partnership very early on was like, hey, can we do something about the planters downtown? This feels like an opportunity and feels like a lost opportunity. And so what we were able to do through TDI was hire like a permacultural designer to come in and say like, here's how you could plant a natural landscape in these planters. Just gave us like a little packet and said, here's how you could do it. And then, Nancy Cook from Pittsfield Beautiful and Rebecca Breen from DPI and Ricardo Morales from the city were like, okay, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And they're the people who were able to take this catalyst, right? Mm-hmm. You have this like this paper, this is the plan we're going to use, but then implement it, right? And without the implementation, the plan doesn't mean anything. But I'm really excited for Downtown Blooms next spring. This spring, in a couple months, we're going to have 40 planter beds that are planted. That'll be about half the planters on North Street, and then we'll do a second phase. But Pittsfield Beautiful, holy moly, that Nancy Cook, she's an amazing lady. If you need anything done, you call Nancy.
Well, that's just it. I think there's a lot of people doing little pieces that collectively are making a huge difference. And something like the planters that beautify the downtown, that maybe now people will take a walk and just look at the planters, right? On a beautiful spring or summer night, just take a walk, you know, get something from a, get something from a local restaurant and just walk and kind of take in the windows of the shops and just really enjoy what's happening down there. I think sometimes driving down North Street, you don't really see all the opportunities and everything that's happening there. I think you really need to experience it by walking it.
I think things are, it feels like a moment of change for North Street, and I'm seeing it just in little things like, you know, storefronts are starting to change over. There's construction happening at the right building. I mean, we're seeing new signs going up, and I don't think we're fully there yet, right? I think there's still a lot that's being done, but I'm very energized to see that people are viewing North Street as a place where there's an opportunity to open a small business, that this is a place where, you know, maybe there's a lower cost of entry. Maybe there's a new business community that's going to be supportive of each other here. I think, I'm excited to see those changes happening.
And they're going to happen. Of course, we have the Dunham Wall activation, so that's going to change it a little bit as well.
Yeah, so this one, like I was talking about with the work plan, this was an early one in the work plan. People wanted to see the space, the downtown activated. When we talk about pedestrian traffic, we really need to create more spaces in the downtown that feel a little more intimate because of the magnitude of the street. And so we identified that it's an opportunity for us to kind of create cozy corners, right, that are well lit, that have beautiful plants. Maybe there's a little music playing. And so we identified Dunham Mall as a space where maybe one of these activations could take place. So last year, Downtown Pittsfield Inc. applied for a Commonwealth Places grant. They were awarded $50,000 to outfit this space and do additional Berkshire Lightscapes on South Street. And so ideally, with this funding, we'll be able to implement plantings, seating, art, and programming in Dunham Mall. So in January, we hosted a community input session. We had over 50 people there, and people gave input about what they wanted to see. So from that community input session, our plan is to create three mock-up designs of the space. So we're having a professional designer come in and create three mock-up designs. And then those designs are going to go to you. They're going to go to the public, and people will be able to look at the designs of Dunham Mall and say, this is the one I want to see implemented. So we're hoping for those to go public in mid-March. And alongside that, we are looking to raise an additional $20,000 to meet our project gap for that, to fill the gap to meet our project budget goal.
I'm excited to watch all that happen. It's really exciting. So you did mention you've been in with us a year and a half, which means we have another year and a half of your hard work and your beautiful smile. So is there anything you want to do in that year and a half that's just really something you want to accomplish before you leave us?
I feel like this is a moment of interesting and like a really beautiful transition. This year, I made it really clear to people who were leading initiatives or had been strong partners and committees and initiatives that this year I'm taking a step back and I'm like here in more of a supportive role. And I think that enabled leaders in the community to kind of step forward on some of the initiatives they were driving and say like, okay, Julie, I'm not going to be here forever, right? I'm going to be here for a year and a half more. But I have total confidence in what I've seen this year that the things that we're doing will continue because there are leaders moving all of these things that we've started to engage with and act with.
Well, thank you so much for being with me. It's been a really great conversation with you. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to Morning Drive. My name is Donna Todd Rivers. You've been listening to us at WTBR 89.7. This is Julie Kopelis. She is the TDI Fellow. It's been a great interview. If you missed any of it, please catch it on Pittsfield TV. com Morning Drive. Julie, thank you again so much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm sure I'll get you back on the show again, and we'll continue to watch the work that's happening downtown. Everyone have a great day.